Welcome to episode 268 of Fly Away, where a group of agents from Outlander Travel get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or you're just tuning in, we're happy that you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, George, Lindsay, and Elizabeth. And also joining us tonight is Elizabeth's husband, Chris.
Yay!
Now, as he has always interesting opinions to share. If you're planning a romantic escape soon, maybe to mark an anniversary or just to reconnect after a long period of busy, chaotic life events, maybe you just need to chill with some of that special someone for no reason at all. So recently, Elizabeth was able to check all the above to all those reasons as she planned a 20th wedding anniversary to Sandals Emerald Bay. And tonight, we want to find out why she chose Sandals, why she chose this particular Sandals resort, and see how it all went. So let's get started.
We know how it all went because we're still married.
So. That's always a good sign.
Happy anniversary.
And I am.
So why did you choose Sandals?
Why did you choose Sandals, Chris?
Because you chose it for me.
I chose it because it is a resort for couples, and I wanted not only an adult-only experience with no kids, but I wanted a chance to reconnect. And so that focus on romance that Sandals has was really appealing to me in general.
Is that why you brought your best friend too?
Well, it isn't going to be alone. I mean, I'd have to spend 3 days with him. So, no, we actually opened it up because at the time I wasn't sure. Sandals has a program. They do weddings, of course, but they also have a retie the knot program, which is a very affordable sort of vow renewal. And as Chris put it, I picked this and then I asked him. And so I asked him if he wanted to do a vow renewal, and he brought up the perfect point, which I hadn't thought of because I'm not the thinker of the couple, which is he really wanted the kids to be there if we did a vow renewal. So I was like, okay. But at that point, I'd already invited the people who were in my wedding party to join us, and only one of them, one couple had taken us up on it. So we did open it up to other friends to see if anybody wanted to come, knowing that we weren't going to do the actual retie the knot. We may do that at some point in our future. But, and they also were celebrating a wedding anniversary, and it so happens that it was their 25th wedding anniversary. So in a way, we were just both celebrating important anniversaries together. So we did spend some time apart, and then we also spent time, the four of us, together. It was nice.
So was there a particular reason why you chose this Sandals?
Yes. So I wanted blue water. And I think people forget that the Bahamas is more than a cruise port. It has some of the bluest, prettiest water. And then I also wanted to go to the Eximas because it's a different part of the Bahamas than you get to go to on cruise ships or anything like that. So I wanted to sort of go far, far away. And this resort is all concierge or club level and butler level. So there's no luxury level rooms here. So it's sort of it's considered one of Sandals' higher end resorts. And I wanted to be higher end, which is why we only went 3 nights, because higher end is expensive.
So I'm curious, how did the airfare work? Because if it's not a major port like Nassau, it's a little more difficult to get to.
Yeah, although it wasn't bad. American Airlines flies there, and actually Delta flies there as well. But the route from here, it was easier on American. We actually flew through, did we connect in Miami?
Miami.
Yeah, we connected in Miami. Sorry, I had a few trips in a row there. I was like, ooh, which one did we connect in? we flew through Miami from Raleigh-Durham, and our friends actually flew out of Charlotte, and they also connected in Miami. And for Miami, it's just like a 45-minute hop over straight to the Eximas. Sometimes you need to fly to Nassau and then connect via Bahamas Air to Eximas, but we did not have to do that. So we were on big planes the whole way. I mean, it wasn't, they weren't huge planes, but they were, you know, good sized planes. There were no, you know, propellers getting us from one place.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind the adventure, but I was happy to not have it. So, yeah. And American, I will, you know, it's never been a secret that American is not my favorite, but they did really well on this trip. It helped that we booked first class. So, but it was, it was a nice experience. So, yeah, it does. It helps. It does ease the pain of
So to go along with this whole first class experience, how was having a butler?
So we decided we were going to have a butler. And about, I don't know, a day before we went, Chris is like, what's this whole butler thing about? And then as we were leaving, he's like, oh, here's a list of what the butler could do. I didn't know any of this. So how did you feel about having a butler?
So we're both busy people. And I think when busy people go on vacation, you can react in one of two ways. You have the Elizabeth way, which is sort of like, I want to do nothing and let the butler take care of everything. That's not really how I operate. I tend to be still hands-on with lots of stuff. So it was a difficult transition for me. Especially because, like I said, I was on a diet. And when I had the feeling I want to do something, I just want to do it. I don't want to wait for someone else to make something happen to do it. I just want to do it.
And so you like to plan your own travel all by yourself and not use a travel agent.
No, he does not.
No, I don't like to wait on things.
Yeah.
And so that was my problem. There wasn't even a long wait. And they said they did a great job of trying to be on top of things. But again, maybe it's also like sort of a type A personality American thing too. But when I want to do something, I want to do it then. Not in 45 minutes.
That's really interesting to hear that perspective, because when I had the butler experience at Sandals for the first time, I felt like they were anticipating everything. They knew what I wanted before I knew I wanted it.
I'm difficult. They tried. They really did.
Can
confirm. Yes, yeah, they really did. They did their best. And it was just, I am not an easy person to anticipate. So they swung and missed a couple times, and that's okay. I mean, I appreciate the effort.
Although the things they missed on were valid. So a good example is before we went, I said, would you like to do a spa appointment? He was like, I could go either way. I was like, okay. So I didn't schedule one. And I was like, well, let's just play it by ear. So day one, I'm like, would you like a spa appointment? And he's like, maybe, I don't know. And day two, he's like, I don't know. And then at about 11 o'clock in the morning, he's like, I want a spa appointment. And he got up and went to the spa. And so it's really hard to anticipate that, because up until that moment, he was literally ambivalent. It wasn't a play. It wasn't like, oh, well, maybe he's just trying to get somebody to, you know, maybe it's passive aggressive. No, he really didn't know. And then at 11 o'clock, he decided, I want to go to the spa. So he got up and went to the spa. And the butler showed up, I don't know, 15 minutes after he left. And she was like, where'd he go? I said, he went to the spa. She was like, oh, I could have made an appointment for him. I could have. And, yeah. No, he didn't want to wait. He had decided. And so it was time to go.
And then I went.
So I had to apologize because she was really disappointed.
Right. And that was kind of a lot of the theme too. I think the cabanas are actually another great example for that. So the other party and we were talking about getting cabanas, and we talked to the butler the night before. And what was the thing they said? There was like a miscommunication. We said we both wanted cabanas next to each other. And I think what she said was, we can't guarantee the location. Mm-hmm. Which to me says that you can't guarantee you can get two next to each other. So the other man in the party and I went at, what, 6:30, 6 o'clock, grabbed cabanas. Well, they had already gotten cabanas next to it. They had done the work. But it's like, just tell me that you can get two together and be clear about it. And so because it was not clear, I did it myself. Same sort of thing. It's like, the ambivalence doesn't work for me.
They lowered our expectations so that we would be pleasantly surprised. And then it just ended up that we all did the work. So, and incidentally, you know, Chris sounds kind of harsh about this, but the other gentleman was also, I mean, all of us were like, well, we want to make sure we have cabanas next to each other. So if they can't promise it as butlers, we'll make sure it happens. You know, we didn't want to risk it. So that said, I loved having the butler. I mean, I really liked, there were little weird things. Like, I think we've talked on this podcast, I know we have, about how the butlers will unpack for you. And so many people are like, oh, that's so weird.
You don't have to let them. I didn't let them do that. I mean, right. I don't want to touch in my.
So what you just said.
Necessities.
Good segue. So I told Chris before we went on this trip, I said, you know, when I had a butler last time, I didn't have them unpack me because I thought it was weird. But I've decided, because now I pack and unpack all the freaking time, I want them to unpack for me. I want to see what that's like. I want to see what it's like to walk away from my room and come back and have all my stuff put away. So I told them, the butler said, can we do anything for you? I said, I would love it if you could unpack for us. He's like, okay, great. So we said, we're going to go. I don't even remember what we went and did. We came back an hour later, and Chris's stuff was unpacked. Mm-hmm. So I called the butler and I was like, hey, I was wanting some Jack Daniels, which that's another story I want to tell you. I was wanting some Jack Daniels. And I was wondering, you know, if it could be brought to the room. And he said, sure. And also, I wanted to mention, you know, I didn't unpack your stuff because I didn't know if you'd be uncomfortable with me touching your things. I'm like,
oh,
I actually asked, but I imagine that's the sort of thing that I'm like, they do that because they've had issues before.
It's a very valid thing. It's probably much safer to unpack a guy's suitcase.
Which is funny because I didn't care in the slightest.
He didn't. He was like,
you want to fold my underwear? Fold my underwear. Go for it.
But if you don't, I mean, he was like, I'll unpack my stuff. And I mean, literally, we were only there for 3 days. There wasn't a lot of stuff. But I had dresses to hang up. And I just wanted to see what that was like. And I can tell you what it was like. It was like, Chris gets everything and I get nothing. Oh, no.
Well, next time you'll have to be more specific. I'd like you to unpack both of these suitcases. I give you permission.
Yes.
I'm okay with you touching my underwear.
I won't say that. I'll just say stuff. Well, that is kind of vague, actually.
So I'm curious, Chris. I mean, so they put your clothes away and everything. Did they pull out all your toiletries and put it around the bathroom?
I don't recall.
I feel like maybe they put your toiletry bag in the bathroom, but they didn't unpack.
They didn't unpack it.
I don't think so.
But they did fold all of his clothes and put them on shelves. I mean, it was all really nicely done.
So if you're a packing cube person, you could maybe like keep all of your things you don't want people to touch in one of those little zipper cubes. And then maybe they would just put that in on a shelf.
Do not touch. And then. Or do not unpack.
Yeah. I feel like they want to please so much that if you gave them instruction, they would do it. And that's,
yeah.
It's so great.
Well,
to hear
and
this.
I mean, it was funny. And, you know, it wasn't like, it didn't make or break my vacation if they unpacked for me, but it was something that I was really looking forward to. I was like, I want to see what this is like. So many people tell me how weird it must be. And I'm like, I'm going to try it. You know, it's, I don't care. And yeah, it sort of backfired, but I will say they unpacked Chris's suitcase very nicely.
Did they do any surprise romantic things for you? Like, did you guys have like rose petals or bubble baths or anything like that drawn for you? You don't have to tell us about like the
what you did. Thing. We just want to know what they did for you.
Yeah. On the second day?
It was our last day. So it was before we went to bed the last night before we left.
A bath drawn with rose petals and stuff.
It said love on they spelled out love in little plants on the, yeah, it was very nice. I went to go ask for ice and I thought, oh, maybe I should check to make sure there wasn't ice. And there was like, she had completely refilled the ice. It was all ready for my Jack Daniels and Diet Coke. And that was the thing about Jack. There's certain drinks that apparently it has a 24-hour waiting period. So even if you ask for it before you come, it's 24 hours before they'll bring it to the room. And Jack is one of those things.
What about McUltra? Hmm.
You mean water? There's plenty of that.
Even if it's 30 days in advance when you fill out the butler form, because my clients
filled out, alcohol. There was alcohol in there, just not my
job. Lindsay, was it the same resort?
It was like Appleton and yeah.
No, yeah. It was.
And I will say my, you know, I also booked my friends and he had requested a scotch, which was Glenfiddich, whatever their scotch is that they offer. And it was in the room. So I don't know why Jack Daniels outweighs, you know, a higher label scotch, but apparently it does. Either that or I'm a much better travel agent for my friends than I am for me. But I filled out the form for both of us. So it was me who filled it out. So same form, same time, did them both at the same time. My friends were in a higher price. They were in an oceanfront villa and we were in a walkout ocean view. We could see the ocean. But it wasn't
pushing front. So for our listeners who may not be familiar with Sandals and the Butler, can you explain the Butler request form?
So before you go, there's a form to fill out that basically asks what your preferences are, what kinds of alcohols you'd like, what your favorite drinks are, if you have any dietary requirements, good segue to what we should talk about next. If you have any special bedding requests, like special pillows or anything like that, it's a pretty open-ended survey. You can also let them know, you know, we'll be interested in booking a spa treatment when we get there or whatever, and they can do that for you. And likewise, they do reach out to you before you go and ask if there's anything they could, you know, they reach out again. So they actually told us about some excursions, including one that I didn't know existed. So secret tip to everybody, if you have a butler level, you can book a private island for a day. Just you and your loved one and two beach chairs and an umbrella and a picnic basket. They drop you off at 9:30 and they pick you up at 4.
That's pretty
nobody
cool.
Nobody else around, uninhabited.
Wow.
Yep. Pretty neato. We did not do it because Chris is on a special diet. Would you like to hear about that?
Just you, your significant other, and the tarantulas.
Was it hard to find stuff to eat for your, you're doing keto, right?
Yeah, I was put on a strict keto diet. And I mean, I could find stuff to eat, but the bigger problem is actually that probably the main source of the frustration of the butlers is that they couldn't figure out what to bring me to drink. Because pretty much everything that they would want to bring me, and they tried everything, can't drink that. And I would explain, this is what I can't drink. Like, you know, can't drink any sugars, no carbs, no sugars. And they would try and say, how about this? That's got sugar. How about this? That's got carbs and sugar. And so that was a bit of a struggle. So I think they were doing their best to try to find something. And I think they finally brought one day unsweet tea, which I don't like. But at least, you know, it's a thought that counts. I could drink it. So it was there. But, you know, it was difficult. Eating eating wasn't bad. Just about paying attention to what was there. Again, I think they're just not used to it. Although I would expect that to be a little bit more commonplace now, these sort of diets, but.
Yeah, we had three different butlers. You know, usually you might have two because they work in shifts, but we just had three because of the way the shifts went. And the first butler that we told, he was on keto, said the Tito's diet. No, that's different. Although Tito's.
That's a much more, yeah. I can't believe that one hasn't caught on.
I would go on that one. I do think vodka is something he could drink, but the problem is he won't do straight alcohol. That's not his style. So basically all the things he could in theory drink, he either doesn't like or doesn't want to drink.
So drink lots of water,
yeah.
Which frustrated them.
Yeah. He's like, I'm happy. Really? They're like, no, you can't possibly be happy. Here's a beer.
You're not drunk. Why are you here? If you're not trying to be drunk. Like,
what? Yeah, it was challenging, but they did, you know, the second butler was really good, but he did, like, he tried, he brought him a shandy. He's like, here's a shandy. And he thought that somehow because it was cut with Sprite, it would be better for him. It's like, no, now it's carbs and sugar. You know, it was just a lack of understanding. Now, our third butler, she was the one who brought the unsweet iced tea, and she Googled it, and she was like, I Googled it, and he can't eat or drink anything, can he? Yes, that
bacon.
Is.
That's so sweet. It's such a testament to like that she Googled to see what is this, you know, because I suppose like every time something comes through, like the Atkins or some, like, there was another one, the Mediterranean, every time somebody comes and now keto is the big thing. So I assume. So where did you have a eating at the restaurant? How was that for you?
Hit and miss. I mean, like I said, I could get something and even substitute outside. A lot of the sides that are the issue. I can get chicken, I can get fish, I can get beef, whatever. Any protein is no problem. It's just you're always gonna put potatoes or rice or orzo or something. So even like the sushi place, it's like, well, I can't have sushi because it's all, you know, the rice all in it. So that was, I mean, it was doable, but it was made things a little difficult. And of course, no desserts, which is like, have a dessert. It's like, I can't.
I got to tell you, Chris, I give you so much credit because if you can do keto Sandals resort, you could do keto anywhere because they have like the tastiest drinks and the tastiest desserts. And that must have been hard.
It was more awkward than hard because everyone else was awkward about it. It's like, we really want to give you this thing. It's like, I can't eat that thing. We really want. It's like, I know you do. And I appreciate that you want to give me this thing. Right.
They want to make
like
you happy.
It wasn't difficult. I knew what I could eat and what I couldn't eat. But it's just like, it was awkward. Because they didn't know how to deal with it, I guess.
And then,
so did you get to eat like extra stuff?
It was not a problem with desserts. But I didn't order his desserts. I mean, I was also pretty good. But I think too, at the end, she, you know, the third butler did say to us, well, actually it was the two of them that said to us, we really just wanted to make sure you were happy. And I think that is, sometimes it's hard to tell that Chris is happy. I've been married to him for 20 years. And so I'm like, are you happy? He's like, yeah, why do you ask? Really, I understand. So I think it was all meant well, and it was to no fault of the butlers. And I have to say, they were very persistent about trying to make sure that he had a good time. I think if anything else, it just, you start feeling that pressure of, like, I almost feel like I have to take this in order to make you, the butler, happy. And it's not something that I can consume.
That's the awkward part I'm talking about. This is like, if I take it, will you stop? You know, it's fine, you know, really.
So, but not to say, anything negative. I think it just does present. I think if we did it again, I would start at the beginning and say, you need to understand that there's a special diet and it's okay. You don't have to bring him anything unless he asks for it, and then you can bring it to him. It really was no fault of their own, and any service flub was it was either a miscommunication or it was a fear of touching
my
underwear.
It was well intentioned. Is what I should say. It was well intentioned. You know, and that's fine.
So, what kind of activities did you do while you were there, or just did you sit on a beach?
Thing.
Yeah, we did nothing, but our friends did actually play golf, which I was really excited about. They played 9 holes. They intended to play 18, but when they got back, Derek said that was the most difficult and most beautiful course he's ever played on. So they only made it to 9. In 9 holes, they lost 12
goals.
Very narrow strip of land.
Yeah. With the ocean right to the side of it. So, you know, I said, would you play it again? He was like, absolutely, but I would bring more balls. And I said, did you really lose them? Like, did they? And he said, no, some of them I could see, but there was no way I was going to go get them. Like they were
hanging off of a cliff.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Or really tall grass. It just wasn't worth it. You know, you're on vacation. You're not going to go weed whacking to try and retrieve these things. But he said that they had a great time. So, you know, again, really beautiful. He said he would do it again. And, you know, they did not play competitively, and they knew that from the start that they wouldn't. And they were glad that they didn't. So that experience was great. We did not play tennis, although I did see the courts, because Emerald Bay is also famous for the tennis there. We only had 3 days. So I even considered this is one of the places where you can swim with the pigs. And I considered doing that. And again, Chris and I talked about it, and he gave me the, I'm fine if we do it, I'm fine if we don't. And it really came down to, he would have had a good time, but yeah, this is what I live with people.
I have one of those too, very indifferent.
So I really did want to do it, but we were only there for 3 days. We paid for this butler level. And so I kind of just wanted to enjoy the butler service and, you know, be really lazy. So if we go back and we're in a club level, then that might be a good time, because it's a full day excursion. So it would have taken a full day, you know, off the resort.
Yeah. So do you think next time you go back, you'll do club level and not butler? Do you think you
maybe
want to pay for butler again?
How do you feel? Not that you're going to make the decision.
It's fine. I mean, I think I couldn't get the most out of the experience. So I don't know if I'm really in the best position to say one way or another.
And he also didn't he didn't think about things that they could do, and he didn't read the list of things they could do until we were at the end. So I would still recommend butler. I would love to do butler level again. If we were going for a longer period of time, I wouldn't mind taking a day away from the resort. But if it's going to be a short trip again, if it's going to be another 3-night trip, I would probably do club level so that I wouldn't feel so guilty about going and doing an excursion. I would like to do some of the excursions, but I really wanted to maximize having that butler. So we spent we arrived on a Thursday, and we arrived like in the early afternoon, and our room wasn't ready. And they gave us a little welcome drink, which was green, Emerald Bay. And then they let us go have lunch somewhere. He walked us over to the restaurants and said, you can eat here, which is the buffet, or you can eat here, which is the Barefoot on the Beach. And we chose where we were going to eat. We actually ran it. Alice and Derek had gotten in the day before, and they'd already finished their golf game. They were sitting by the pool. So we went and said hello to them. Then we went to our room and had dinner that night. The next day we spent the whole day at the beach. And then the next day we spent the whole day at the pool. It was lovely. Yeah, it was lovely. And so, our butlers arranged dinner for us on all the nights. And that was also something too. They sort of kept talking about how they couldn't get us reservations altogether. It is, if you travel with somebody else, your butlers have to coordinate with each other. And they almost seemed to compete with each other to see who could do the better thing. But they would say, like, we can't get a reservation at the Indian restaurant together. And then like an hour before we were supposed to go to the Indian restaurant separately at two different times, an hour before the first reservation, they're like, oh, we worked some magic, and now you can all go at this time. I was like, okay, well, that seems odd. And when we went, There was nobody there. But they do actually, it wasn't nobody there, but there were lots of empty tables. They do actually walk you to the restaurant, and sometimes they serve you the original drinks. We also weren't ready for that, so we went straight to the restaurant, mm-hmm. and then they called us from the lobby, and they were like, where are you?
We're at the communication, restaurant.
I know. My butler, when I had it for the first time, got so mad because, Miss Lindsay,
yes.
you did not call me.
I think that they know that it's hard for us to get used to somebody doing something for us all the time. So it's all good natured, but they did, they came to the Indian restaurant and both of our butlers were there and they served us drinks and, you know, they hung out there for a bit. So I wonder too, if some of it is coordinating their time, you know, and that's why they can't. But we did end up with all the reservations we wanted, not that we had a million nights there or anything, but And then one night we actually did the thing that I hear people talking about doing, but never do. Although I think George and I tried to do it, but I was having a gallbladder attack when George and I were at Sandals a long, long time ago, where we went and ate dinner and then we went and got sushi and then we went to go get dessert. Restaurants, yeah.
Somewhere else, yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Restaurant hopping at Sandals is amazing.
Emerald Bay is one of the smaller resorts. So how many restaurants do they actually have?
Oh gosh, I didn't count before this. I should have been prepared. They have about,
they got the hibachi place, they got the Indian place, they got
the Italian place.
They have a French place.
Sushi place.
The French place. We ate at the French place. Yeah.
So there's a good selection. It's not like there's only a couple.
Yeah, I feel like it's like 11 or 12 because I did look before we went and in my head it's like 11 or 12. But that includes like the buffet restaurant and it includes the barefoot on the beach.
Pizza at the pool bar.
Did they have the pizza? Yes, I did have a pizza.
Yeah, one thing I'll say about Sandals is even when I've been there and I've asked like what their capacity, like how full they were, they always say they're like 90 or above and it never feels like it, you know?
Yeah.
So
I can tell you they were sold out when we were, now they might've had a few cancellations, but they were sold out when I tried to book someone else mm-hmm. for that. And it was like 2 or 3 months ahead that they were sold out.
Yeah.
Would you have thought they were sold out?
No. It seemed pretty.
Yeah, they just don't feel crowded. Yeah.
No, because it's designed that way. It's designed to not have you on top of everybody.
I'm just kidding.
Which is nice. That's a different podcast.
Different resort.
No, but this is.
But there were always. I mean, even the cabanas were not, because the cabanas are free. It's not like you pay extra for them. So it's just first come, first serve. We had a fairly easy time getting those. I mean, granted, you were there at 6:30, but even when I went back at 7:30, there was still plenty available. Yeah. And then
I would have just slept in and trusted my butler to get me one. Like, I don't. That's some
dedication. On a vacation, yes.
If it had just been the two of us, we would have done that because we wouldn't have cared where the cabana was. But because we wanted two next to each other, and like as Chris said, he was up already. I mean, we get up so early anyway that. Sleeping in is like 6. Mm-hmm. So maybe 7 really on a good day. So, and we did, I mean, we slept well, the room was lovely.
Yeah. It was really nice.
We had a 1-bedroom walkout. So we actually had a separate bedroom from a sitting area, living room. In fact, Alice and Derek said that they thought our room was better than theirs. Theirs was a better location. Yeah. They had one big room. So they had all the same furniture we had, just a bigger, just one room. Whereas we had that separation. Mm-hmm. And the bathroom was very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had 2 bathrooms actually.
Yes, we did. Yeah. We had 2 full bathrooms. The second bathroom has a shower and a toilet. So it's full. Yeah. So you could have a party. We didn't, but, and it, you know, we weren't walk out to the, ocean the way they were ocean front. They had a little bit of they had a little hammock outside and then they crossed a little sandbar and then they were at the beach. So when we hung out at the beach, we actually hung out behind their villa. And they were sort of on the other side of the resort from us, but where we had like open lawn in front of us then with the ocean out beyond it. And actually when we checked in, there was a cat sleeping on our porch, but he left before I could go out.
Aw, mm-hmm. Your room porch came with a cat?
The cats were very friendly. They have a little cat house for them where they feed them and everything. And the cats were actually very, you know, let you pet them, little tiny cats.
And when I was on one of my fams, there was a travel agent who was scared of cats and one of the stray cats came into her room.
Oh my gosh. I would have loved that. As we were checking in and we saw the cat on the porch, I was like, are we allowed to pet the cats? He was like, oh yeah. He said, that cat's on that porch because whoever's in that room has been feeding him. He knows where the.
Yeah, exactly. They know where the food is. It's so funny because they, like, all the sandals have it. They have the cats or the peacocks or the birds, or there's always like the lizards. There's always something.
You're scaring everybody, Lindsay.
No. How is that scary? They're adorable.
Oh, I don't think so, but there's somebody out there that does.
In Antigua, there was one that had, they had like turtles. It was the coolest thing. I saw the turtle movement. I was like, oh, it's a real turtle. Like really big. Like I, not turtles, maybe tortoises. I'm not sure.
In Jamaica, they have like a land, like a rodent thing. It's like a, it's not a squirrel. It's a weird looking. I can't remember.
I only saw cats and peacocks.
Like it's Wadi or starts with a C.
Yeah, I can't cats remember. And peacocks.
Nope. And those lizards.
Not a lizard. And the parrots that live there.
There were no. Yeah, there were no birds. Parrots. There were, well, I mean, there were birds, but there were no parrots. There were no, like, there were no peacocks. And the lizards were the little lizards. They were the little Florida lizards. So no big iguanas. Yeah. So gotcha. The wildlife was very much in check. Again, we didn't swim with the pigs. And that is, you know, like I said, that's a full day excursion. You actually have to go to another island. The pigs aren't right there at Exuma. So you can swim with them from there, but that's not where they are. If they were, we wouldn't swim with them. We did get on the ocean. They had hammocks right over the surf. They had a couple of swings. I know Chris enjoyed a hammock for a little while, and so did I. The water was a little, we were there in November and the water was a little bit chilly. It was chilly. We didn't we didn't get in. The pool, I did eventually get in and go sit at the pool bar. It's always warmer by the pool bar, isn't it? It was chilly, but it wasn't so bad. And after being outside all day, it was a little bit easier to get into the pool. So, and they had a big hot tub, like probably a 40-person hot tub.
Oh, yeah. It was huge.
So there were definitely swimming options available and lots of little romantic places to hang out. It did rain like a little bit while we were there, but not much. Didn't ruin anything.
And one of the things I love about the Sandals resorts too, is that there's no closing time at the pools. You know, they've closed time for the pool bar, but it's usually pretty generous time. And then they're open later. Some of the other all-inclusives, pools close at like 11 or 10.
Yeah. The pool bar closed at like 5 or 6. But then the pool was open, although it was cold. So nobody was really taking advantage of it. There were lots of people sitting around it, chatting, and, you know, they had the fire pits sort of set up around there too. So the night that it didn't rain, those were going pretty strong, but the next night it did rain. So, I don't remember. I think it rained both of the next nights.
Yeah, briefly.
Yeah. I mean,
it was just like a little shower and then it was over.
But we hung out in the pub. We did find that the Bahamas only gets TV from Miami, so we couldn't watch the Carolina Hurricanes game, which was disappointing.
And not unexpected, though.
Yeah, not unexpected. But they don't even, like, if it's not from Miami, they don't get it. So no soccer, nothing like that. Cool. Whereas,
no satellite. And,
yeah, in Mexico, you can find a soccer game usually, except for the Women's World Cup. But you can find men's soccer all the time. But that wasn't even really thing. So, yeah.
Well, that is our show for this week. We want to thank you for hanging out with us, and we'd love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcast. We'd love to hear from you. We'd like to extend a very special thank you for Chris for joining us tonight. Yay. And on behalf of Sandy, Elizabeth, Lindsay, George, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.